Were you surprised when you heard about this?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised just simply because I'm thinking that maybe down the road, like when I'm 60 or something, this would be a possibility. And now it's like 51. Wait, well, really? And that was just my initial response. It really was.
Well, you've done the race 30 years, and you started at a very young age. I mean, what makes someone keep doing this year after year after year?
Probably just, you know, the love of the game, the love of the sport, and I think I've kind of said it before, it's really the only thing that I've been decent at, and I just kind of want to keep going with it. I mean, it's like 40, it's like, what am I going to do at 40? You know, I'm going to drop this and pick up another sport, and certainly at 51, I'm not going to stop and pick up another sport, so I'm just going to keep going as long as I feel fast and I'm still having a good time.
You know? Now, the other thing that so many paddlers talk about is all the friends you make from all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I can't begin to talk about all the friends that I've made from all over the place, from especially Michigan. You know, people, I've got houses to stay in out in Michigan. Anytime I go out there, for not one or two days, I mean, they'll let me stay out there for a week, 2 weeks if I want. And then when these guys come out here, same thing. They stay out here and stay with me for as long as they want, whatever they want to do. You know, open up the house to them, and it's just, I've met so many people and just lifelong friends now. I mean, you know, the Sullivans out there in Michigan are close friends. You know, Ryan Halstead is a close friend out there. Amy Solak, Steve Watson, the Smutek clan out there, Montgomery clan, all just amazing paddling families out there, you know, that have come and stayed with us. It's like so many friends.
So getting into the Hall of Fame with all the other others that have been in before you, some of the great paddlers in the world, as well as the people that started this event, you have had kind of both of those. You've paddled a lot, you've won races, you've loved the sport and been part of it, and you bring young people out there and try to help and train them, but also you've been a big, big help in putting this event on in the last many years, and that's really admirable, because a lot of times people, they'll work out and do their thing. Well, you're training, but you're also helping with the committee.
Right, right. It's the generation gap's been really something that I've worked hard on the last few years. I remember Ron Jeffrey, when he started the generation gap, he was he did it for about 5-6 years, and then he wanted out, and then I was just helping Ronnie doing the announcing, and then finally it's like some generation gap needs a volunteer to take it over, so I took it over, and it really warms my heart every year to see little kids come out in numbers. I just love big numbers when they show up at my race. Just all these people and little kids in sunglasses. We have a sunglasses sponsor, and he's just awesome. And all these little kids are running around with sunglasses. And we had really good numbers the other night, Friday, last night, and it was just, we almost probably increased by 20 votes from over last year. I mean, the weather was nice.
It's awesome.
Promoting it was just—it's just a lot of fun with that. I love seeing the little kids out there enjoying it and doing it with their parents.
Well, the other thing too is people come to this race and there's a finish line that's up and run across the river. There's a dock out there that's been put out, and it's a lot of hard work doing all that. And you're always at that work committee group, and I'm sure you've been one of those river fairies, as they call them, out cutting the logs out of the way so we can get in the river. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot of work that you guys do for this race. Do the other paddlers know the kind of work you guys do?
They do. I mean, it's like sometimes you don't think that they know, but it's like there's a lot of paddlers out of state that, geez, thank you. You know, the river looks good. Thanks for your hard work. And sometimes you don't even know who they are, and they're thanking you. You know, things like putting in the docks, we've done that for years too, and it kind of turns into a laugh fest. So it's not like a job where everybody's getting grumbly and it's the same. same old, day in, day out. It's like I get together with Al Shaver and Harmon over here, and it's just, we get laughing about it sometimes, thinking about the time that the water came up and the dock was in Afton, and the fire department had to tow it back.
Right.
Just stories like that, they're never ending.
Right. Well, congratulations. This is a great honor. I think well deserved. And we wish you the best in your 31st. You're in the C1 Pro this year. And last year, I think you finished fourth in that category. How do you think, how's it look this year for you?
Boy, I'll tell you, if I could get another fourth, I would be the happiest person. I'd be happier than I am right now if I could do that. But there's just 10, 11 really fast guys, even 12 fast guys out there. I'm probably leaving somebody out, and I'm looking at that group and saying, wow, you know, I could still get 10th. And it's like, you're still fast. That type of a deal.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.